Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus, and hope everybody's having a good week so far. This past Sunday was Easter Sunday, obviously, and we had a wonderful time gathering as a church family and celebrating Christ, His resurrection, worshiping the Lord together. I hope if you were able to join with us in person or online that it was an encouragement to you as well. We finished out our series we've been calling Detours. We've been talking about the life of this guy named Judah from the Old Testament, and all throughout the series we've been talking about the sovereignty of God, God's ability to take even our worst moments and work them out for His glory and for our ultimate good. And we said, you know, there's no greater example of that, obviously, than the cross and the resurrection, where God takes what it seems like the worst moment, and is in some ways, where human beings are killing the perfect Son of God, and at the same time, He's bringing such glory out of that seeming shame, because simultaneously what's happening there is not only are human beings killing the Savior, but Jesus is giving His life to save us. And so God is working those things together. And of course, that was on Friday, but on Sunday, God raised Jesus from the grave, proving that Jesus is who He says He is, that He truly did conquer death and hell, and that we have life and hope and the forgiveness of sins in Him. And so we really just took time to talk about that on Sunday, to remind ourselves, what is the gospel? You know, we've said this whole series isn't about Judah ultimately, it's about His much greater descendant, Jesus. And so we went to 1 Corinthians 15, where the Apostle Paul is really saying that to the Corinthians, where he's reminding them, the believers in Corinth, of just the simple yet profound, powerful gospel message. He says in verse 3 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas and then to the 12." And Paul goes on to talk about how He not only appeared to Cephas, is another word for Peter, but Peter and the 12, but to 500 brothers and sisters, many of whom Paul says are still alive at the time, and then to James, and last of all, to Paul himself. And so we really just dove into, again, what is the gospel? What is the good news? And we said it's exactly that. It's good news, not good advice. Certainly there is good advice found within the Christian message, but primarily at its heart, it's this good news about something that's happened in the past, that Jesus came and He died for our sins, that He rose again on the third day, and then He appeared. And one day He's going to appear again. It's not, here's what you need to do, right? The Christian message isn't here's what you need to do, but rather here's what's been done for you. Here's what's been done for you. God Himself came down in the form of Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a perfect life in your place and my place. Jesus died on the cross for our sins in our place. That's one of my favorite summaries of the gospel message, right? Jesus in my place. And then He rose again, proving that He is who He says He is, and that His death on the cross really did pay for our sins, that He really is the Son of God. And then in John 14:19, I took us to John 14:19 and said that a number of times. It's just such a powerful sort of summary from Jesus Himself about what is our hope because of Easter. What is our hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? And Jesus looks at His disciples and says, "Because I live, you also will live. Because I live, you too shall live." And I told this story on Sunday, and I'll share it with you now, that, you know, a few weeks ago I was talking with my boys, Cade's 5, Layton's 4, and we were in their bedroom, you know, at kind of our nighttime routine, and somehow we got on the topic of death, and I kind of joked, I don't know whether that makes me a good father or a bad one, but I think we were talking about heaven, and, you know, they were saying, "Hey, when do we see Jesus?" And I said, "Well, you know, when we go to heaven." So when do we go to heaven? And so I'm kind of talking to a 5 and 4 year old about, okay, well, you know, when we die, or if Jesus comes back before then, right? That's when we get to go be with Jesus. And I think it was my oldest, Cade, who, you know, said, Daddy, when do we die? And we've talked about that at times, right? And there's a little bit of this like fear there of like, well, I don't want to die. And you know, when are we going to die? And I said, "Son, I hope this was just, you know, wisdom from the Lord in that moment, because it's a tough question. I said, son, I don't know. I don't know, you know, when this life is going to end. I don't know when we die, but here's what I do know. Because of Jesus, we never truly die. Because of Jesus, we never truly die. And I got to just share with them in that moment what I hope all of us see and embrace, right, as we've celebrated Easter time. I mean, this is the hope of the gospel. This is the hope of the resurrection. Because he lives, we too will live. Because Jesus is alive. Because he beat death and hell. Because he paid for our sins at the cross. We are forgiven. We are free. And God will raise us from the grave as well. That's a big part of what Paul's talking about in 1 Corinthians 15, is he's saying, look, Jesus was raised from the grave. He's also going to give us new bodies. He's going to raise us, and we shall be made like him, with a body like his, free from sin, free from death, forever in joy with Christ. We have an amazing hope because of the resurrection of Christ. Because he lives, we too will live. I hope that's an encouragement to you today. I want to take a moment and pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time just to reflect on that truth and to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you that you loved us enough that while we were still sinners, you sent Christ for us, that Jesus died for us while we were still sinners, when we least deserved it. Jesus, thank you that you gave your life. Thank you that you rose again. Thank you that you are who you say you are. And that because you live, we too will live. Thank you for new and eternal life in you. And God, I pray that everyone listening, myself and all of us listening, we would leverage our lives for the sake of the kingdom, knowing you gave our lives, you gave your life for us, that we might give our lives back to you. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for the LifePoint Drivecast. I want to encourage you now just to take some time to pray for yourself.